Why don't you travel a little bit to the east to Huntsville, for example?
Okay.
If you make your way towards Algonquin Park, you'll run into Blue Water Acres Resort.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying.
It's. I might do that, too.
Yeah.
During the summer, though.
Yeah, sure. It offers, well, no, but they offer winter activities for families.
Even better.
Yeah, there you go. Especially for March break, which is coming up. Folks are going to be, a lot of people, I am surprised when I look at the numbers, at the migration that happens out of the city on March break for winter activities, all kinds of family winter activities. Well, this is one that you may want to put on your list. It's a four-season resort and a great base for downhill and cross-country skiers, snowshoeing, ice fishing on the Lake of Bays, snowmobiling, and you're close enough to Algonquin Park and Arrowhead Provincial Parks that you can actually enjoy their facilities as well. Joining us to talk to us about that and more is Yvonne Stevenson from Blue Water Acres Resort. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great, thanks. Beautiful sunny day in Muskoka.
I was going to say it must be nice, bright, sunny day out there today.
It certainly is.
So, now, you've got a lot of winter activities. I'm going down your list here. It's just unbelievable the number of things that you can do during the winter. How has the winter been for you in terms of snow and stuff overall?
We've actually had a pretty good winter this year. It hasn't been a real hard winter. Like, we haven't had a whole lot of the real cold temperatures. But we've still had sufficient snow so that all the winter facilities are still in great shape. We have a large skating rink outside where we have like hockey nets on there, and we supply hockey sticks and pucks and skates for people who want to go skating. We have snowshoe trail on the property, and we do rent snowshoes here. We have a big outdoor skating, tubing hill, and we supply big inner tubes for sliding down the hill. The cross-country skiing, like you said, there's lots of great trails in both Arrowhead Provincial Park and Algonquin Provincial Park. And we're also only about 10 minutes from Limberlost Reserve, and they have a lot of cross-country ski trails there as well, which are free to use. The OFSC trails, they were slow opening this year, but they're all open, and we're right on the trail system, so people can go basically right from their cottage to access the trails.
Do you get a lot of snowmobilers staying with you, or is it not a big part of your business?
We get a fair number in the winter. As we're going to talk a little bit about the fractional ownership, but we are part of an international exchange program, so we actually get quite a few exchange guests coming up from the States that come up here for snowmobiling in the wintertime.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you offer traditional and luxury cottages for rentals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we offer both traditional and luxury cottages. Our traditional cottages are, they're cozy cottages with wood decks, and they have fully equipped kitchens, four-piece bathrooms. They all have wood-burning fireplaces, electric heat, and cozy furnishings. So they're all open all year round. And then we have our luxury cottages, which are our newer fractional cottages, and they were built between 2008 and 2011. And they're owned by people who have bought one or more intervals, and they have deposited their weeks into the rental program, and then we rent them on their behalf.
Ah.
And these cottages all have screened-in Muskoka rooms, high-quality Canadiana furnishings, flat panel TVs in the master bedrooms and in the living rooms. The kitchens all have dishwashers, and they have gas fireplaces and wood decks with glass railings. So they're really nice cottages, open all year as well.
Wow, they sound beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They're really
now,
nice.
Now, you've got ice fishing.
Yes,
yeah,
we do have
ice fishing there as
well,
right
on,
I see.
Yeah, we're right on Lake of Bays, and we do have ice fishing here. We don't have ice huts right at the resort here, but they can be rented at the Baysville Trading Post in Baysville. And a lot of people just go out and drill a hole and ice fish on the lake right in front of the resort here.
Yeah, that's always nice that you can just go out in the morning, maybe while the rest of the family is still sleeping, go out, drill a hole, and do some ice fishing. Always nice, a nice touch. So March break is quickly approaching. How are the avails? Can folks still come up and see you during March break?
Yeah, absolutely. We are taking lots of bookings now for March break, but we do still have availability in both the traditional and the luxury cottages. And like I said, right now the facilities are all still in good shape. So, yeah, it's a great time to come up and enjoy the winter.
And all this information is available at bwacres.com. That's bwacres.com. Give us an idea before we let you go, Yvonne. Give us sort of an idea of what sort of pricing we're looking at to get at one of those traditional cottages.
We actually are in our super value rates over the March break, so they can get cottages as anywhere from $199 a night to $369, depending on the style of cottage that they choose.
$369 would be the upper end, and that's for I'm assuming how many people would that sleep and house?
So we have cottages that sleep up to 8 people. We have one. We do have actually one 6-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom unit as well. Now that cottage in the March break would rent for $500 a night, but the balance of the cottages are 2- and 3-bedroom cottages. We have chalet suites, which are the smallest units, and then we have 2- and 3-bedroom cottages that sleep up to a maximum of 8 people.
Sounds fantastic, and it's all available at bwacres.com, bwacres.com, just outside of Algonquin Park, called Blue Water Acres Resort, and it offers all kinds of great winter activities. March break slowly approaching, and be a great time to take the family out and do all these wonderful winter goodies. Thanks for joining us, Yvonne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yvonne Stevenson, Blue Water Acres Resort, Lake of Bays in Muskoka. If you've never been to Lake of Bays, it is just most breathtaking. Winter, summer, fall, doesn't matter. Most breathtaking geography that you could possibly ever. I was there. I told you. I was there. I was in that area just this week.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
It was fantastic. Great golf club up there, too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. More Journal After This. Don't you dare go away.